From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Jessica. August 9th. 10 things to be aware of before the day starts. Let's get into it. First, from Times of India. Pentagon asks defense firms to ramp up weapons production as Iran war drains stockpile. Report. The U.S. Pentagon has asked defense companies to urgently accelerate weapons production and deliveries as Washington faces growing pressure to replenish critical munitions depleted during the war with Iran, according to a memo obtained by The Washington Post. The request comes amid reports that stocks of key air defense interceptors, including THAAD and Patriot, have fallen sharply from pre-war levels. Deputy Defense Secretary Steve Feinberg wrote to defense industry leaders on Wednesday, giving them 21 days to submit plans for significantly faster, more aggressive delivery schedules and/or. Next. Second, from Kyiv Post, ISW Russian Offensive Campaign Assessment, August 8, 2026. Key takeaways from the ISW. Russia is reportedly planning to launch a large-scale strike campaign against energy infrastructure in Kyiv City over the coming weeks. Russia began its fall 2025 and winter 2025-2026 strike campaign against Ukraine's energy infrastructure in early September 2025, and Russia may aim to start its 2026-2027 strike campaign in August in order to take advantage of Ukraine's ongoing shortages of ballistic missile interceptors. Up next, third from Le Monde English, bombing attacks mark first day of Colombia's new right-wing government. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. And then, fourth, from Guardian Global Dev, cockroach protests. Parents of Indian students who took their own lives reveal pressure of leaked exam papers and resits. The number of student suicides in the country has risen steeply in the past 10 years, and many families blame education system mismanagement as a contributing factor. When the Indian government announced the resignation of its education minister in late July after weeks of protest, there were widespread celebrations. Students from across the country had joined the mass demonstrations led by the Cockroach Janta Party, amid growing resentment over repeated examination cancellations and question paper leaks. The pressure of exams in the country has only increased in recent years. Next, fifth, from Jerusalem Post. Surf's pup. Some 20 dogs make a splash at annual World Dog Surfing Championships in California. Some 20 dogs competed in the 10th annual World Dog Surfing Championships at Lindemar Beach in California last Saturday. The sport was first conceived in 2006 by Kay Reed, author of The Dog's Guide to Surfing. In the years since, the sport evolved into what it is today and has inspired similar events across the world, including many in California, Florida, Australia, and the United Kingdom. This year's overall winner was 5-year-old Labrador Retriever Rip and Rosie, followed closely by Isa, a French bulldog from Pleasanton, and Bradley Shortboard Cooper, a mixed breed from Long Beach. Up next, sixth, from Euronews, latest news bulletin. August 9th, 2026, morning. Catch up with the most important stories from around Europe and beyond in this Euronews news bulletin. In just a few minutes, our newsroom brings you the latest news and breaking news across world affairs, business, politics, culture, entertainment, and travel. With the context you need to make sense of a fast-moving day. Reported with the independence and the European perspective that define Euronews, this regular roundup gives you a clear and reliable overview of the stories shaping our world right now, wherever you are watching from. And then, seventh, from Sky Sports. McKenna vows middleweight domination as heir to Golovkin and Canelo. Aaron McKenna beat Etnosa Oliha in Dublin on Saturday to become the new IBF middleweight world champion. The Irishman is determined to clean up this mess of a division. McKenna declared, "I think I'm going to be the man to take it over." New world champion Aaron McKenna is just getting started. He secured the IBF middleweight title with a victory over Etnosa Oliha on memorable night at the Three Arena in Dublin. Now he wants to take on the mantle of Canelo Alvarez and Gennady Golovkin by dominating the middleweight division. Next, eighth, from Crypto Briefing. Virtual's protocol bets on physical AI and robotics with Eastworld's Accelerator. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports VRT. Link in show notes. Up next, 9th from Le Monde. Michel Desgenefs, créateur de la marionnette Tataye, est mort. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. And then, 10th, from ABC Australia News, regional general store closing after larger competitors arrive. After 102 years, the Vase General Store in Western Australia's southwest. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow, what to watch is in your subscribe link. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.